Welcome, podcasters, to this week's episode of You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Jordan Strickland.
And I'm Ryan Kane.
And we're going to be going over episode 3 today and capping it off with some Survivor talk. But first, right into the episode, what happened this week, Ryan?
This week was a really good one. I don't know about you, but...
It was all right.
I really enjoyed this. It started to show, like, Paula's craziness sparking up again.
A little, yeah, but I actually kind of started to like her. I thought she was funny. Like,
yeah.
She has some funny stuff that she says.
Me too.
She was definitely crazy on the after show.
But the thing is, it's like, did you ever see any of the challenges with her and Dunbar?
No.
Because she, like, basically the way it went is that, like, Paula, I think, it seems, has a big thing for Dunbar in those episodes, mm-hmm. or in those seasons. But Dunbar never had anything for Paula, and then Dunbar starts fucking Kim, and then Paula starts talking shit to Dunbar, like really treating him like an asshole. Hmm. And then that's the exact same thing that happened with, was it Jeff? Her partner's Jeff, right?
Yeah.
It was like, and she, in the after show, kind of denied the whole, like, had anything
had
for Jeff.
Him, yeah.
But, like, you can compare the tapes. Fucking compare the tapes. It's classic Paula when classic Paula gets jealous.
It was stupid, like, her jealousy. Like, he can be friends with Mandy. He was just, like, talking to her and stuff. Like, what's the big deal?
And if you ask me, it would be a good thing if he were friends with Mandy, because it doesn't seem, I don't know, if she had played it a bit different, she could have, you know, made sure that Jeff was going to stay on their side on their alliance, and then they could have possibly gotten another vote out of Mandy, mm-hmm. because, like, let's think, Mandy is on the West Alliance. What happens when Mandy's on the West Alliance? She gets slapped in the face by Jen, who
didn't get voted out or kicked out, by the way, for that.
Yeah, and, like, Wes, I'm sure, is eventually going to start calling her, like, useless and shit, just like he did to Casey. Like, mm-hmm. eventually she's going to get, like, fucking sick and tired of the West Alliance and just, like, pissed off in one episode. And they could have gotten her vote. But, oh, no, Paula got Jeff to say that he didn't care about her. And
yeah,
did you
and
see that
hurt
smug
her feelings.
Fucking look on Paula's face when Mandy, like, when Mandy overheard Jeff? That's the reason I, like, dislike Paula.
Hmm.
Like, later in the episode, I agree with you. You're right. I kind of turned the corner on Paula, but it was
too late,
you
too
know?
Little too late. I liked her line during the, when they were losing in the challenge. She said, you tried out for the Navy SEALs. I play tuba and wore headgear and have fake boobs.
That was great. That was one of the parts that made me like Paula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her, I think she was getting on this case, like, a little too much in the elimination, but I don't know. Like, all told,
too much.
Yeah,
they lost. She had to try to.
True, but, like, I don't want someone fucking nagging in my ear. Like, and supposedly he.
Was 100 yards behind her, so
not 100 yards. You could always see them in the same frame. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, she really wanted to win, and he was kind of lagging behind. But he did take that fall. It may have hurt a little more than he had let on. Who knows? Or maybe now that they lost, maybe that's just an excuse that he's using.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know.
Well, into what they did, they had this challenge called Waterlogged this week, where they had to hang over some water about, like, 50 feet in the air and kind of do Tarzan swings from like, tree branches, basically, from branch to branch.
Yeah.
And some of them, it appeared, you could step on, too.
Mm-hmm. It looked like some were, like, connected at the base.
Yeah.
At the bottom, rather.
And I started writing down all the times. I was like, oh, I'll be, like, professional and write all this down. And then all it says is DQ, 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 DQ. Like, there was only two people that finished it, Jen and Noor and Kenny. And what's her nose?
No, someone else finished. Evelyn. Evelyn and Luke finished.
Oh, yeah. They came in second. And the whole, like, in the previews for it, like, when they were talking about it, the one thing that they were kept saying is Kenny can't win because it's going to screw up the whole thing of voting him in, and he's going to screw everything up. And mm-hmm. then Kenny wins. And they're probably going to be unstoppable.
When Jen got across, I was pleased. I was like, good for you. I like this Jen character. she's a good egg. And
uh-huh.
then...
You're a chicken-faced, horse-faced cunt.
Yeah.
Whatever she said.
Yeah.
I don't think she said cunt, but...
She probably did. They probably just bleeped it out.
Yeah.
That challenge, no one...
None of the girls had upper body strength. Like, they proved that when they couldn't do pull-ups in the first episode. So none of them could hang. And then I was confused by, like, some of the guys' technique to kick the girls, which I guess they wanted him to swing, but
mm-hmm.
it just ended up
knocking
well,
him
off.
I mean, a couple of times it worked out for them. They needed a bit of a push to get to the next branch. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Like, that beautifully illustrated how Kenny and Laurel are going to fucking go all the way.
The best was Wes putting Mandy on his back and trying to swing across like he's like a koala bear or whatever with her on his back.
And that
falls immediately in.
And that perfectly illustrated how Wes is not going to be able to carry this woman through the entire challenge.
Yeah.
And how they are going to fucking fail.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that challenge said it all. Like it's going to tell you. It tells you how this entire game is going to play out.
I was listening to the BS report, and they were doing their episode on it. And I forget who the guy on the phone was, but I think he said in the after show he was convinced that Kenny had won the entire thing because of like his body language and stuff. Like it just seemed like he had won.
He seemed a little too pleased with himself.
Yeah, assuming they film those after the entire season is gone, which
yeah.
I guess they probably do.
Probably, I would imagine probably, but
let's not ruin the season for ourselves by thinking that.
Yeah, I would never want to see a spoiler of this entire season. I would never want to find out who won.
No,
because you know I just enjoy watching the show way too much.
Mm-hmm. I wrote Luke is for sure gay. After seeing more interviews of him and thinking about your hookup prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a big feeling that he's gay. For
yeah,
sure.
from the Meet the Meats thing, I just assumed that he was. I guess it's weird to say like, oh, I just assumed that he was just seeing him talk and you know, blah blah blah. But I don't know. I just got that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's just a
little effeminate. He's not even really effeminate. He just gives the vibe of being liking dudes.
Hard to say.
Anyway, after the challenge, on the bus, Luke is saying how he cramped up so bad and it really scared him and stuff, which was dumb for him to say, but what was dumber was for Kenny to put them in. Because, like, even with him saying that he was cramping up and stuff, big fucking deal. Like, they're the strongest team, or they're potentially the strongest team, and they came second on that challenge.
Yes.
So how much was he cramping up if they came in second?
True, true. But at the same time, you can make the argument that it's the smart move, because if Luke is having some trouble today, maybe let's take advantage of that trouble, you know? Like, and we may not have an opportunity to get rid of the second strongest team again.
Yeah.
So let's try to do it now.
Well, it was a risk, and it didn't pay off.
Yeah, well, one thing that I thought was interesting is how they were saying, like, you know, if we go in, I want to go up against Paula, you know, because I think Wes was saying this. I want to go up against Paula because, you know, I can beat them and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's all over now. So what are they going to do from now? Like they were saying, we need them because they are the ones that we can beat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fucked. Like now
they are fucked. Wes was fucked as soon as he chose Mandy as his partner.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand that. I want to see the interview of when he decided that that's who he was going to pick, because even in the confessionals he was saying how it reminded him of Casey and stuff, and he still picked her.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, devil you know, but I still don't think that it was a good decision.
Were you as satisfied with Wes's reaction about finding out Teresa had chosen
him? Oh, shit, yeah.
You liked that?
That was great.
I did like the faces he was making. Like, he just looked like he was a deer in the headlights.
And then his interview, like him just speechless, like, and you know what else I loved is how Danny was just like, listen, dude, it's true. Just fucking take a deep breath and accept it. Yes, this happened, and everyone knows it but you.
Mm-hmm. It's especially painful for Wes because, what's her like chick's name that Kenny ended up, like, had sex with on the beach?
Johanna?
Yeah, and that she was going out with Wes at the time. That's yeah. the story, right? What I
Well, no, she wasn't going out with Wes at the time. They had been together for a while. I think they may have been engaged, mm-hmm. but, after, I guess, you know, they were broken up at the time, but didn't like, you never mow another guy's lawn, Jordan.
Yeah. The funniest part about that is there had to have been like three cameramen standing out on the beach next to them as they were rolling around in the surf, making mm-hmm. out and stuff. How do you do that? Like, without knowing, you have to be conscious that there's cameramen standing there. You know what you're doing.
I'm going to take a guess and say the breakup between Wes and Johanna wasn't a happy one. They probably didn't shake hands and part ways. It was probably
it was revenge.
She probably not necessarily revenge, but she probably just didn't care if he got pissed.
Mm-hmm. And Kenny certainly didn't either. Anyway, back to this season, Jen flaps her stupid lips and I don't know what even started her yelling at Mandy, really.
Mandy, like, they were kind of, you know, sitting around having some drinks, and Mandy just went up to her and said, like, what's the deal? Why do you keep voting in me and Wes? Like, mm-hmm. no one else is. You're just throwing us your fucking single vote?
Yeah.
Come on. And then Jen proves how much of a bitch she is.
Yeah. She, I played it in super slow-mo, and maybe the reason she didn't get kicked off, well, number one reason, I think, is because we're in, like, post-Jersey Shore era mm-hmm. MTV programming, where you can get away with more, and, like, it's not a no-tolerance kind of violence thing.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too.
But in slow-mo, she had an open fist, and it was more of a push to the head. Rather than a slap.
Yeah, I've decided that it was a palm strike.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in the hands of a professional, a palm strike could be lethal.
Yeah.
But in the hands of drunk Jen, uh-huh. a palm strike is nothing more than a bit of a shove to the face.
Yeah, she didn't fall down. She landed on her feet when she went off the table. She was fine.
But you know what else is fucking insane is that, like, Jen... I'm trying to figure out which way to discuss this. First, I think we need to get into the Jen as a double agent.
Yeah.
Now, when Wes was trying to calm Mandy down and be like, listen, here's why you can't fucking freak out about this, and goes on to explain that Wes and Jen were in it from before the season started,
mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck you, Wes. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Like, because I was thinking, like, you're just trying to calm her down. You're just fucking, don't lie to this girl's face. And then, like, 2 seconds later, it's showing clips and stuff, and he's discussing, like, what rules he set in place, telling her what she had to do to make it look like they weren't together. And I was like, holy shit, this is insane. Like, I mean, if you think about it, it's not crazy to think that people had been in on things together before the season started. Like, mm-hmm. everyone knows that Evan and Kenny will come into a season looking out for each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's ever been a thing where you go into a season, like, with your intentions of, like, bringing down an entire team. Mm-hmm. Like, you, like, being implanted on another team to fuck them over.
What is his plan? Like, how is his plan gonna keep going? His plan is... He used the word, I've contracted Jen into an alliance, which I was confused.
That's a bit of a blowhard type thing to say, but
So Jen, the stipulations were that she had to vote against Wes for 2 weeks in a row so nobody would suspect that they were together, basically.
Right.
And what's the plan now? What she's gonna...
Well, like, I mean, the way it goes is that Jen just you know, she pretends to be on Kenny's side, but, you know, at the end of the day, doesn't necessarily vote Kenny's way.
Mm-hmm.
So they think they have numbers But they just don't. Yeah. And like Kenny will never try to vote out Jen being like maybe a weaker competitor because he thinks that she is kind of on his side.
Well, she's never really said that. She's never voted with them though, so like I am sure Kenny doesn't really trust her.
Yeah, you're probably right, but at the same time, I mean, I think she had some people fooled because whenever they discuss the Kenny Alliance, they always talk about Jen and Noor. So
yeah,
or they at least don't think that she's with Wes. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say about it. And with that, that's what's so crazy about Jen fucking pushing Mandy. Like they're supposed to be on the same fucking team, and. Not only that, but Jen is supposed to know that her and Wes are, like, involved in something that no one else knows about. And Jen just goes ahead and, like, you know, maybe I'll ruin this tonight. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll totally fuck up. Because before she even pushed her, when Mandy, like, was, like, asking, you know, why do you keep voting for us? Jen's like, because I'm doing my job. You're confused? Well, that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, just totally fucking showing her cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anyone had any suspicions... But Jen's fucking stupid.
Alcohol's not good for strategy, especially when you're dumb to begin with.
And, like, I'll say that Wes made a stupid move picking Jen. You know, like, why would you pick someone? Mm-hmm. Like, if you showed me a list of people, like, that you could trust that wouldn't fuck it up, Jen would not be on the top of the list. You know, but at the same time, I guess for something like that, when your intentions are to fuck someone over... You have to pick a bit of a scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the list wasn't too long and he just took what he could get.
Yeah. So and then in the exile, they go Paula, Jeff versus Evelyn and Luke. For some reason, I always read EV when they have Ev instead of Evelyn. Why can't they just have Evelyn in there? It confuses me.
It's weird because they've changed it up from season to season.
It says Evelyn on her shirt, but whenever like she comes up in the confessional thing, it's always Ev.
Hmm.
Oh well, but I was kind of annoyed with this exile because it was the same as the first week again, same puzzles, same everything. You know,
well,
have some creativity.
I mean,
doesn't this show have any goddamn budget? They don't pay these people anything. Like, MTV is just too cheap.
Yeah, but...
This has to be one of their biggest shows, doesn't
it? It's not like they have, like, 20 different, like hills to choose from where they could set up different exiles, you know?
Don't put it in fucking Vancouver, then.
Well, shit.
Or at least have some different puzzles. They had the same one, like, add it to 15 or whatever. Just steal some from Survivor.
No, it wasn't exactly the same puzzle.
It wasn't?
They were slightly different. You had to, like, add it up to the... Like, they had, like, numbers on the side, like 14, 10, 12, and you had to add the three numbers up to hit those numbers as opposed to all equal 15.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're similar puzzles, but it's not like once one person has answered that they can spread the word to everyone.
That's true. But as a viewer, I would like it to be better.
But, you know, it's basically a race to the finish, and that's... kind of what a lot of these things have been like. You know, that would be like complaining, like, why do they never like do anything unique for the final challenge? The final challenge is always a long race, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I guess you could say that it gets a little old and fresh meat, but I don't know. I was
glad the second week where it was a little different, where they had to carry the buckets and stuff. So I was like, okay, they'll do like it'll all be kind of long distance stuff in the wilderness, but they'll change it up a little. But then they go back to the first week again.
I think they fucking hit it right with those buckets, man, because that was clearly just like really, really hard.
Yeah.
So if the like I would have liked to have seen the two teams that went into this exile having to do the bucket challenge. Because then who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, because Jeff's definitely bigger than Luke.
Yeah.
As far as carrying weight and stuff.
But at the same time, I don't know if Paula would be able to handle those buckets, you know?
That's true.
So who knows what happened.
So Evelyn and Luke end up winning. And one thing I liked was, I think it was Evelyn picked up the wrong backpack or whatever. She had more weight in hers and she didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like her... She seems... I definitely wouldn't like her in real life, but as a competitor, I respect her.
Yeah, she is
She's a trooper. A
fucking fierce competitor. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that it's like, I don't want to waste 5 seconds switching backpacks.
How long would it have taken for them to to switch backpacks?
Just totally willing to prove that she is...
And then another thing, Luke had to have known that he had the wrong backpack, but he just didn't say anything.
He was like, oh, thank God. but yeah, when at the end of Exile, that was fucking heartbreaking. Like when Paula just dropped to the ground.
Crying.
Because like I was, even though she was acting like kind of a bitch during that episode, during the act, I wanted her to win. And it's not that I wanted her to win, it's what I wanted the Kenny Alliance to win. Mm-hmm. But then during that exile, you could see how much it meant to her and how she had never won these things before.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying her hardest, and she was really keeping up with it, man.
Yeah, they didn't lose by that much, it didn't seem like.
But then when she just dropped to her knees, it was like, God, that was such a shame.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paula. Better luck next time.
I'm
better
sure
luck
you're
on
listening
number seven.
Right now, and we empathize with you.
Yeah. Now, really quick, I want to get back to Kenny telling Wes that Teresa had gone after him first.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a bad decision.
Yeah?
Because...
Wes is going to be gunning for him or something?
No, because Teresa is on a team with Ryan, who is in Kenny's alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Like
now
half,
he's a dick.
Half of that team is pissed at him. So, you know, he doesn't have a guaranteed vote now. Like, it's not like one team, one vote. It's two players, two votes. So, you know, like, Kenny just fucked himself. You know, like, because I'm sure in the beginning, everyone goes in thinking, you know, I know, maybe, you know, I'll start something with someone on this season, you know, but you can't let relationships get in the way. This is a game. We got to fucking keep our game face on, stay professional. But now, like, you know, relationships are starting to bloom, and then Kenny goes and pisses someone off. Like, it totally, like, will slant her vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just think that was a poor decision.
He just had to, He couldn't let it lie. He had to piss off Wes. He couldn't resist.
I'm trying to think if I were in Kenny's position, what I would have done. Because, I mean, I'm sure that was sweet. I'm sure telling Wes was so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he did, because we got to see Wes's face and just Wes fucking dumbfounded. But at the same time, like, in terms of strategy, I think it was a poor decision.
Probably.
You know who running back to the challenge real quick, Sandy, I love watching her compete.
Yeah.
Because every time she fucks up, we get those little screams, which they talked about in the Meet the Meats thing. But...
Yeah. I wanted to talk about her too, because once again this week on Facebook, she posted something about how, like, she had a hard time watching the episode, and like, as if she had done something embarrassing, or like, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good. Finally, she's going to get some camera time and do something stupid. Nothing. It looks like next week she's going to have some, because they have I forget who's fighting. Or was that this week? Danny
next week, Danny and Brandon
seem
to have some tension.
Mm-hmm. And Sandy was kind of in the middle of that.
Yeah, like...
She needs to start some controversy. Because she's not going to be back otherwise.
Seriously, like, the only thing that's getting her camera time are those little screams. Mm-hmm. Her failing in missions and being like,
Yeah.
So.
She's not going to get those double D's.
Seriously, she's got to think about those D's. Now, you had mentioned not really digging Exile, but I think this season they have it set up pretty well. Because originally, it was just like a foot race. You know, you were side by side going through the woods or down the beach or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But this time they send them around the course in reverse.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Like, they passed each other.
Yeah, so you have you can't really judge who's in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, let's say that you and I were running right next to each other and I was 90 pounds lighter. You know, I would, you know, be keeping up with you, and if you were a little bit ahead of me, it would give me the fire to maybe run faster. With this, it's like, if they start feeling, like, sluggish, there's no, like, oh, come on, they're right there, we can fucking do this.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to give it everything,
uh-huh.
or or you're
Yeah,
fucked.
You could be a mile ahead and you still have to like go as hard as you can because you have no idea if
you
are a mile ahead or not.
You have to assume that they're like 5 feet from the finish line. Mm-hmm. So
well, that's a good point.
That's one thing that I do like about this Exile. And it's I think it probably plays into how some people win and some people lose, you know, because people like now this is not necessarily a great example, but people like Sarah or not Sarah, Paula, she I'm sure she assumed that they were in second place the whole race, so she was fucking given everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but maybe someone like Vinny and Sarah, maybe Sarah was a little overconfident or something, who knows.
Yeah.
But although,
yeah, well,
with that one, were they going in opposite directions?
I don't know. It was unclear. It didn't seem like it, but they may have been because, like we were saying last week, like Vinny's like, we got to step it up. And then they didn't start going faster, or, like try to catch up at all. So maybe they actually didn't see them. Or
yeah, Vinny didn't start running until they heard the horn blow.
Yeah.
he was probably like, they'll never show me fucking crawling through the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
They'll only show my fucking last struggle for victory. Oh, poor Vinny. We'll never see Vinny again.
Probably not.
Now, do you remember in the first episode of our podcast, I mentioned things from season, like words or phrases from season, so they're said over and over in the season?
Salty?
Salty. Paula said salty.
Paula said salty in the after show. Yeah, and somebody said a variation of you killed it. I think Danny may have said, like,
yeah, but I don't want to hear shit from Danny.
Kenny and Laurel killed it or something like that. So I was like, yeah!
Don't try to take you killed it, Danny.
Salty. I'm feeling really salty.
Just one final thing about the after show is how they were all talking about how Paula is like a good person, but you don't want to have her on your team because mm-hmm. she's crazy. All that's totally fucking true. Like, if anyone has ever seen the show before and seen Paula on like previous seasons, you have to know that Paula, you like, I think it was in the first duel, maybe. The way it went is that, like, whoever won then picked someone who was safe. So, like, let's say Wes won. He would then pick Teresa, and Teresa would pick Ryan, and Ryan would pick... And whoever was the last person picked had to go into exile. Or, not exile, but into the duel. And then the last person picked would then pick his competitor. And right from the start, people, like... They planned, like, okay, you'll pick so-and-so, and then I'll pick so-and-so, and they knew exactly who was going to be the last person picked. It was never just, like, a spur-of-the-moment decision.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula just went off the numbers one episode. She was like, oh, like, I don't fucking care what they're saying. I'm doing this for me. And mm-hmm. she totally, like, screwed over herself and Evan and made Evan look bad. You know, so how can you deny, like...
Now she has the reputation.
Yeah. Even though that was a couple seasons ago and shit, it's like she... I don't know. People remember Paula.
Another thing about... It wasn't the after show, but it was one of the like backstage pass things or something. Evelyn gave an interview where she said, TV is making it seem like Wes is calling all the shots, but everything Wes is doing is... She was actually like... calling the shots the entire time, and she doesn't understand why it was edited that way. But she was saying she's basically been the mastermind of that alliance the whole time.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear that because I think they did say that on an after show as well, how like Wes is like the face mm-hmm. of the team and Evelyn is kind of like the brains of the whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
Although, truthfully, I don't know how much of that's true, because Wes seems to be a fairly on-the-ball guy.
Yeah.
Especially.
He's a businessman.
Yeah. You know.
Businessman without a business. So that wraps up episode 3, right, of the challenge?
Well, that wraps up the challenge.
Yes. Now we have to bookend it with some Survivor talk, because you really, like, I said after this episode that this season of Survivor has been, and nothing to take away from the challenge, but this season of Survivor has been the best season of reality television or drama that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, even like you could compare it to like Dexter or The Wire or any of those shows. Like it is so much more compelling than anything I've ever seen.
It has been a good season of Survivor.
There has been so many crazy moves, and the one this week was Parvati had two immunity idols. She had one that she only told the fake boobs chick about, and Russell didn't know about. And then Russell gave her another one to use on herself because she was going to be they thought that the other alliance was going to vote him out. They had merged at this point. So then somehow she figured out that the other team wasn't going for her. They were going for either Sandra or Jerry to test whether Russell was actually being truthful or not. And so she used both her immunity idols on Sandra and Jerry and completely fucked them. And then JT ended up going home.
Yeah, completely screwed over the Heroes tribe.
It was unbelievable. Like, I was like my roommate had a bunch of friends over and stuff, none of whom watched Survivor, and I just desperately wanted somebody to talk about. I was just like, oh my God! Everybody just thought I was stupid.
And you know why that worked is because now Parvati, she took out those idols right before the votes were going to be read and gave them to those two people. And if I'm pretty sure that when you give them, like, you basically play them for those people, it's like, you're using this tonight and you're using this tonight. And now Russell had the idol before going to tribal council. So he could have just been like, here you go, Parvati, you're using this tonight. But oh no, yeah. Russell likes people to be surprised. He likes the big show. So he gave it to her prior to the tribal council.
Yeah.
And so she could do whatever the fuck she wanted with it at that point.
Also, earlier in the episode, there was some pretty funny stuff with because the tribes had merged, and what's his name? Rupert wasn't trusting Russell at all, and JT was like, no way, man, no way, I know this guy, I shook his hand, the funniest part was he was like, Russell, think about what you're saying, like Russell, or Rupert, think about what you're saying, like he was being the stupid one,
yeah,
and Russell was fucking him the entire time.
JT,
he deserved to go home.
Yeah, like, I'm glad that he went home, like, I don't know really who I'm rooting for. I don't think I've picked sides. I just enjoy the ride with this one. But, like, I enjoyed seeing JT going home.
Because... And I like, Parvati, when she pulled that... I don't know how... Here's what I wanted to float to you about Survivor. There has been so many moves that have been crazy that have had no prior explanation. Maybe they... Okay, there's two scenarios. Either they sneak off away from the cameras to talk about this stuff, like she had some inside information from that other chick that she was talking about from the Heroes.
Right.
Or they edit it and they don't show that, so it's a bigger surprise to the audience when she ends up doing that. Or scenario three is the producers tip off Parvati that's who the Heroes are going to vote for and tell her it would be really cool for TV to do that. Do you think that would be a possibility?
I'm going to say that there's no way that the producers tip the scales like that.
No.
I mean, their information is shared that we don't get to see, but it's at Tribal Council where Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor, apparently grills these people for like 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Something like that. And then it gets edited down to like 5 minutes worth of stuff. So you can make the argument that maybe Parvati didn't go in, like went in to Tribal Council with the idea of doing that, but then
through the conversations she figured out who was gonna then, be voted like, for or something.
Finally, then made her final decision like at some point during Tribal Council.
For all we know, the Heroes could have given something away because they thought there was no idols in the game at all, and there was two.
Exactly, and not only that, but you were talking about how Parvati could have been tipped off by that one girl. Well, that one girl was lying to her face.
Yeah,
and she kind of knew it.
She
said like right afterwards, "That fucking bitch is lying to me." Like, I mean, I guess they just have enough because they were together from a previous season. So mm-hmm. I guess they just have enough experience together that Parvati was able to realize, like, she's not fucking giving it to me straight.
I think Parvati's smarter than she looks.
It seems that way.
And next week, it looks like it's going to be a good episode, too, because they think they're going to go for Russell. Sandra is trying to, like, it said Sandra takes control of the tribe, and she kind of rallies everyone from the heroes to try to get Russell out of there.
Who would you like to see win Survivor?
It's hard to say, because I would, I think I would like to see Russell win, just because he would deserve to win if he got that far.
Like, I agree 100%.
Because, like, he's pulled off so much shit this season that has been unreal, and it's all paid off for him that, like, nobody's played it better than him.
Yeah, like, last season it was between him and someone else, and they voted against him. The other person won. Even though, like, I mean, it's clear Russell is the best, like, at the game.
Mm-hmm.
At least the manipulation angle of the game. Better than anyone who has ever played before.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to that final vote, no one recognizes that. No one is willing to say, like, all right, yeah, he fucked us.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn, did he ever fuck us? He was so good at it.
They should give him a bonus or something.
You know, and so...
But like Parvati was saying, he's the king, and I'm the queen, and the queen always listens to what the king's saying, and she has been manipulating Russell a little bit.
Yeah, that's
true. He's got a boner for her.
But I would like to see Russell win. I would vote for Russell to win, but I don't think he's going to. No one forgives him for.
Well, what if it's that'd be cool if it was Russell and Parvati in the final two or something.
If it were the two of them,
and
well,
if there was no say there's no heroes in the final thing or whatever.
But there's going to be.
Why?
Because you mean the final three?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, he'd have a better chance if Sandra doesn't. She fucks everyone over too.
She doesn't, and she just doesn't have any numbers on the final jury.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I can't even really think, because it's on the villains tribe. It's Russell, Parvati, and then a couple other random
Sandra, Jerry, the chick with the fake boobs.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't see any of them making. You know what? I'll change it up. Russell, if he's in the final two, has a chance because these are previous players,
mm-hmm.
and they know good players.
Yeah,
they'll be able to look past the bullshit.
They should have some respect.
If Russell can make it to the end, I think he could actually win this one.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'd be nice. Doesn't he own an oil company or something?
Yeah, apparently.
He doesn't need the $1 million.
Apparently, though. He really didn't need to win because he's already a millionaire.
Yeah.
So that's fucking sweet.
Yeah, nice for him.
But yeah, I guess that's Survivor.
All right, that wraps it up. Tune in next week for another episode of You Killed It.
And if you have any, you know, comments, if you have any pictures of Fat Kenny, be mm-hmm. sure to email us at youkilledit@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or contact us on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, the page is You Killed It Podcast. And I guess we'll catch you next week.
And, you know, like, if you have some free time, feel free to give us some wonderful reviews on iTunes. We always appreciate that.
And also spam the contestants of the Real World Road Rules Challenge
and tell them
to listen. Carly, actually, I posted the link on her page, and she said she tried to download it on her phone, but it took like 3 hours, so she gave up. So I told her to go on her goddamn computer. Yeah, so I don't know if she ever tried again, but what are you going to do?
Well, you know, she's fucking out in the world. She's doing it, you know. She doesn't have time to fucking sit behind the computer.
That's
she's
true.
She got professional wrestling to do and mm-hmm. club promoting and all,
nude
all that
modeling.
Shit. Yeah, nude modeling, huh?
I don't know, probably.
Well, let's cross our fingers. Mm-hmm.
All right, signing off. We'll catch you later.
Have a good week.
Bye. It's so precious.